Hello, friends. Welcome to the Voice of Faith podcast. In this episode, Learning to Trust God Through Our Prayer, we want to take a look at the practical side of trusting God, in specific, through our daily prayer. In our last episode, we talked about how to find freedom from stress by relinquishing our control over to God and learning to trust Him for the big and small things in life. God loves us and He desires to bear our burden. In fact, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Friends, are you toiling in life? Do you feel burdened? Is life a chore that just drains your energy with no relief in sight? Jesus invites you to go to Him, lay down your burden at His feet. He desires to give you rest. He wants you to have His peace. What He gives is easy to carry. He wants you to experience rest by entering into His gentleness and humility. I heard a story from my dad when I was a kid. This truck driver saw a farmer on the roadside carrying two baskets full of freshly harvested produce. The old man is struggling in the heat of the day. And out of compassion, this truck driver stopped, backed up, invited the farmer to hop on the bed of his truck. He thought he would give the old man a lift. The old man, after some persuasion, agreed to get on the truck. However, after a few minutes of driving, the driver looked back in his rearview mirror and saw the old man standing, still carrying the load. He quickly stopped his truck and asked the farmer, "Sir, why don't you put that thing down and rest a little?" The old man replied, "Oh, I'm very grateful for your offer. I am already troubling you. I don't want to add any more burden to you with my load." Are we like that farmer when we approach God? Have we already received the Lord Jesus, but have not learned to turn our burden over to Him? We can learn to release our burden to the Lord through our prayer. As a quick review of our last podcast, trusting God has three main aspects. First, we must be in a relationship with God. This is done through a personal invitation for Jesus Christ to become our Lord and Savior. We turn our life over to Him and make Him the Lord over all we are, all we have, and over all we desire. When we have received Jesus and trusting Him to forgive our sins and guiding us on a daily basis, we are connected with all of heaven's wisdom and resources. And out of that relational connection, we learn to lay down our own control over to God's care. Second, trusting God is turning the control of our life over to Him. Prior to our coming to Jesus, we are the captain of our own soul. We are our own God. We chart our own course, and we direct our own path. Receiving the Lord Jesus is to receive the Lordship, giving Him authority to chart our course, to direct our path. We step down from the throne of our heart as we make Jesus King, submitting our spirit, soul, and body, giving our life, purpose, and goal to His Lordship. Third, when we are in a relationship with Jesus and we are honoring Him as Lord, we can then expect His involvement in our life. The third aspect of trusting God is to invite the Lord's involvement through our prayer. God is a gentleman. He does not enslave us after we have given our life over to Him. Everything He does in our life, He does it through our invitation. That's through our prayer. When we realize that God's involvement in life only happens at our invitation, we would have a more accurate and healthy view of the things that go on around us. What do I mean by that? Well, when bad things happen, it may not be God's doing. It may be that we have not invited God's goodness into our circumstances as we go through them. When we experience failure, it may not be God's will. It may be that we have not invited God's strength and guidance that we lack in our struggles, which leads to our failure. God only shows up when we ask Him to. The Bible tells us, "You have not because you ask not." God's involvement happens through our prayer. Now we know what trusting God is about. To put it into practice, we need to learn how to pray. First, some description. God is so vast beyond our comprehension. We can't really define God or the things that He does. However, we can describe God and describe His doing. So, what is prayer? I think in the simplest form, prayer is having a conversation with our God. And a conversation is usually two ways. We talk, and then we listen. Often, when we pray, we stop, stand up, and leave. We do that because we are not sure if God heard what we said, or if God is even there. The Bible tells us, "He who comes to God must believe that He is what He said He is, and that God is a rewarder of him who diligently seek Him." Well, where did God say anything about Himself? The Bible. That old book contains the will of God and the intention of God. God told us what He is like in the Bible. He told us His desire for us. God gave us promises that we could possess through believing prayer. When we come before God through His Son Jesus, we must believe that He is real, that He is in our room, that He is listening to our prayer, and He is responding. Our prayer must be layered with these expectations to see results. To have effective prayer, it must be done out of our faith, sustained by faith, and received through faith. Where do we get that kind of faith? It is through hearing what God said in His Word, the Bible. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. When we encounter a promise in the Bible that speaks to our heart and to our circumstance, we take that and stand on its weightiness, trusting its truthfulness, and use that as our basis for what we ask in prayer. Every problem we face, every need we have, God already has a solution for it. Sometimes more than one solutions, depending on what we can believe. He will do it for us accordingly. God's solution comes through His promises in the Bible. naturally, we need to know what's in the Bible to know what God has promised us. The good news is we have access to the Bible everywhere. Nowadays, we can buy it from any bookstore, from online store, or we can just download it on our mobile phone. There's not a shortage of Bible, only shortage of people reading it. The promises in the Bible are given in the person of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, as many as the promises of God, they are all yes and granted in the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't realize how big this is. Every promises that God made could be accessed by our believing. When we believe, we receive. God made it simple for us. Even a little kids could do that. God is much bigger than our problem or need. He wants us to reach out to Him, laying down our problem and need at His feet and trusting Him to help us. And in the process, we experience other dimensions of God, who He is, what He's like, and what His intention is toward us. In doing so, we grow in our faith and we grow in His Word. When we start to see God's involvement in our life, when we witness God's hand moving on our behalf, our faith grows and our relationship with Him strengthens. Our job is to believe what God has said, asking Him for His promises, and then trust Him to give us what He promised through our thanksgiving. God will do the rest. This is how I normally pray. Three simple steps. First, I spend perhaps the first 5 minutes thanking God for saving my soul from sin, sickness, Satan, and all the work of darkness. Not only in the past, but also in the present, as well as in the future. God has saved me. He is saving me, and He will save me from all that oppress me. Then I tell God, in the second step, I tell God my burden, my need, my trouble, and I ask Him to help me, inviting His involvement because I know He cares for me, and He is my Heavenly Father. The third step in my prayer is I would take what I have read in God's Word, His promises, what I have been thinking on and meditating on, and I use them to pray them back to God. I believe the highest praise and prayer we could offer to God is to take His Word and say it back to Him. God doesn't always answer man's prayers, but God will always answer His own Word and promises in Jesus Christ. Don't just talk about the problem. Also talk about the solution to the problem. Tell God that we believe in His Word. Tell the Lord that we believe His promise is true. Thank the Lord that He is faithful. Show Him that we trust what He said. Declare the promise back to God and give Him glory for fulfilling the promise. This is the faith of Abraham. We can learn how to do that by practicing it. Lastly, I will stay still and quiet before the Lord and just wait on Him. If I pray for 10 minutes, then I will wait another 10 minutes before the Lord. Often, that's when I hear His voice. Hear what He says to me in my spirit, not in my head, not in my flesh, but in the deepest part of my being, in my spirit. The Lord often speaks to us in a still small voice that could easily be missed or dismissed. If we don't train our spirit to listen, we would often miss what the Lord is saying to us. God is always talking, but are we always listening? The best way to learn to hear from God is during our prayer time. Remember, prayer is simply a two-way conversation with God, and that could also be practiced so that we could get better at hearing God's voice in our life. So next time when we go before God, don't just finish off the prayer, stand up and leave. Many times the Lord desired to talk to us, but He wants our attention. He wants us to honor Him by waiting before Him to hear His words back to us. In conclusion, learning to trust God is a lifetime journey. It starts with a personal relationship with Jesus, the Son of God, as we invite Him to become our Savior and Lord. Then we grow in our trust as we learn to yield life's control over to Him one thing at a time. And we experience God's involvement through our prayer invitation, which is a two-way conversation of talking and listening. We engage God through prayer, praying back to Him His word, His promises. God answers His word. As we grow in our faith and deepens in our relationship with the Lord, we will find it easier and easier to trust God, and our life will become more and more in harmony with Him. That will bring us lasting peace and rest that we are hungry for. In the next podcast, we will talk about how to hear the voice of God. Until then, my friends, may the Lord guide you and keep you by His loving kindness and His ever-present help.